President Trump is on the tail end of his Asia trip. Today, he touted a, quote, great relationship with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte in Manila.
Duterte is a controversial figure in the international community. He's been frequently criticized by human rights advocates for his bloody anti-drug campaign in the Philippines. President Trump's friendly rapport with Duterte has raised eyebrows, especially after he invited him to visit the U.S. back in April.
Josh Kurlinsik is a senior fellow for Southeast Asia at the Council on Foreign Relations. Josh, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So President Trump's warm rapport with President Duterte has raised some eyebrows, especially when he invited Duterte to the U.S. to visit earlier this year. Why does Trump's relationship with Duterte concern critics?
Because Duterte has, in the past year, overseen a brutal and relatively lawless drug war in the Philippines, in which he's unleashed the police and perhaps vigilantes to kill thousands of suspected drug users and others.
And so, you know, with that that anti-drug campaign that he has, you know, been behind, what has been the reaction in the Philippines to that move?
Well, I would say actually, I mean, at first there was strong public support because Duterte was a very popular politician. As the drug war has gone on, some of the abuses have been captured on camera. Juveniles have been captured being killed extrajudicially. There was no clear endpoint. Public reaction has softened somewhat, and there has been some pushback from the public as well as from some influential leaders in the Catholic Church and others.
So at the gala yesterday, and this has been one of the things that has been making the rounds, Duterte sang along to a popular Filipino love song with the lyric, I believe the translation is along the lines of, "You are the light in my world, a half of this heart of mine." And he said it was at Trump's request. I guess, you know, what sort of signal does that send about what looks like a friendly relationship?
I don't know. Duterte is very theatrical. I wouldn't put too much into that. I mean, I think the more important issues are not really whether Duterte sang Trump a song or the personal relationship between the two of them, but whether the U.S. and the Philippines are actually making progress on important issues or not, including human rights, strategic issues, economic issues, etc. But, I mean, Duterte is a very outspoken person. So the fact that he sang a song for Trump, I wouldn't read too much into that.
And, you know, we already sort of went a little bit into the bloody anti-drug campaign, and Duterte has been criticized not just in his country, but among Western leaders as well. Do you think that President Trump could alienate himself by developing strong ties with Duterte?
I don't think he has the greatest relationship with a lot of other Western leaders anyway, and it's of a piece with the Trump administration's basically downgrading of human rights, period, in U.S. foreign policy, which I think is hugely problematic in Asia and other parts of the world. I don't think Trump's going to alienate himself from other Western leaders simply by embracing Duterte. They're concerned about a lot of things about Trump. This would be a small factor.
Josh Kurlinsik is a senior fellow for Southeast Asia at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's with us right now to talk about President Trump's trip to Asia. He has been in the Philippines, and one of the things that has come up is the relationship between Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte and President Trump. And, you know, Duterte is not an unknown figure for many Americans. He had kind of a tricky relationship with President Trump's predecessor, President Obama. What reputation has he built among his own people there?
I mean, Duterte came into office he won a multiple way election, but he came into office as a kind of populist attempting to be both, bring in both new ideas on economics. He had a left-leaning background, as well as sort of break the control of a small number of people in Manila who have dominated Philippine politics for decades. And so he was the mayor of a town in a city in the southern Philippines. So that was popular, as well as his sort of like take no prisoner style was popular. The Philippines has weak political parties, so there wasn't much they could do to constrain him. I think he is still in polls relatively popular in the Philippines, but some of his agenda has gotten bogged down, that he's been involved in a long conflict in the southern Philippines. The economic agenda is not going as fast as he would like it. And the drug war, in addition to all the human rights problems, has just tired out and exhausted the police and the army and left them open to being challenged by militants linked to the Islamic State and others. It's just been a huge waste of resources, as well as, you know, a human rights catastrophe. But he is still pretty popular.
And so does the United States have any leverage over the Philippines when it comes to human rights issues?
Sure, the United States has leverage. I think the Philippines is a U.S. treaty ally, one of the United States' treaty allies in East Asia. The Philippines needs U.S. security assistance for its growing and serious counterterrorism problem. U.S. investment is very important in the Philippines. The Philippines is a fast-growing economy. I mean, there's always going to be a challenge to the relationship because the United States was a colonial power there, and it's going to be complex. But certainly the U.S. has tools of leverage, but the Trump administration has decided it's not interested in utilizing those.
So until further notice, it seems as though the relationship will remain friendly unless, you know, something drastic happens. I mean, and it seems as though certainly among American lawmakers, they don't have a lot of patience for what seems like human rights issues from Duterte. Am I incorrect in assuming that?
Well, I think, first of all, one thing to say is that you have there's a lot more than just Trump and Duterte. It's a long relationship built on very deep strategic ties, military ties, economic ties, et cetera. It's not all about Trump and Duterte, but making it more about Trump and Duterte, particularly by the two administrations, actually runs the risk that you could have a much more deteriorating relationship. Yes, Duterte insulted President Obama, but President Obama didn't really say very much that really in response. The relationship went on. Duterte has insulted the Pope, but the Pope didn't really respond, and the relationship went on. However, if something was to come up and Duterte insulted Trump over whatever, we don't really know, but Duterte is a very prickly character. It's very unlikely that Trump would just turn the other cheek and let it just go. So actually, you have a problematic situation in which two highly personalistic hair-trigger leaders, you actually could have a worse situation than under Duterte and Obama. There is criticism of Duterte and by opposition politicians and others in the Philippines. There is criticism of his human rights record. It just hasn't completely coalesced, I would say, at this point to dent his popularity that much.
And you don't see moving forward anything U.S. policy-wise to maybe try to put that in check the way that we have some lawmakers who would like to see us take a stronger stand on that with this anti-drug campaign that's happening over there?
It's possible. I mean, Congress has historically played a pretty significant role on human rights issues in Southeast Asia, with the Philippines, with Indonesia, with Thailand, Myanmar, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam. So it's possible, but the Philippines is low, I would say, lower down the list of those in Congress who are interested in human rights than some of those other countries. And remember that in some of these other countries in the region, in Myanmar and Cambodia, you have huge human rights problems going on now as well. So it's sort of like, what fire are you going to address first? So I think there are tools that Congress could bring to bear, but I think it's unlikely they will. They're working on Myanmar. There's some bills, possible bills that could come up on Cambodia. Philippines probably fall farther down the list.
Well, Josh, we'll leave it there for right now. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Josh Kurlinsik is a senior fellow for Southeast Asia at the Council on Foreign Relations. He joined us today to take a closer look at President Trump's trip to Manila and his seemingly friendly relationship with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte.